the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre. And Shirley Farms in Alva. They've been around since 1975. They've got three tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Double Stop CL Plus, and OK Corral. All out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Give them a call, 580-748-0901. 580-748-0901. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Well, cotton conditions across the state started off strong, but right now looking pretty bleak in most areas. I caught up with Oklahoma Cotton Council Vice Chairman and Alta's native cotton farmer Mark Nichols to talk a little bit about what he's seeing in this year's cotton crop.
No, it's not good. I'm actually sitting outside my office right now watching shredders run shredding cotton. And so it's pretty bleak in a lot of Oklahoma. We got a pretty good crop in Tillman County under Pivots. I think they've got a pretty good crop around the Carnegie area under Pivots. The Elk City area, they caught some rains up there, so I think their dryland cotton may be a little bit better. Some of the cotton in this area, dryland cotton, looked pretty good. Plants looked pretty good, but you go out there and there's just nothing there. It's just so hot that it just didn't do anything.
Well, what would you say is the big, because I know that we kind of had this same conversation last year and you and I talked several times throughout the year and we were pretty, you know, positive that this was going to end up better. Has it ended up better or worse than last year?
Oh, it's going to be, I think the cotton, the irrigated cotton that had water, I think is better. There's just not a lot of it. We had some underground moisture going into this year that we didn't have last year. And it's really amazing what Mother Nature will store up and what just a little bit of in-ground moisture will do as you're going into a crop year. So I think that's why the crop looked a little bit better overall this year than last. But it's a little better, but it's still not very good in Oklahoma or West Texas. Same things going on out there.
To hear my complete conversation with Altus cotton grower Mark Nichols, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, which devastated communities, homes, farms, and businesses across the Southeast, USDA is now taking several steps to help. The agency has deployed staff to assist with response and recovery efforts and is putting in contingency plans and flexibilities in place to ensure that farmers, foresters, and communities can get the help that they need. USDA estimates there are about 38,000 crop insurance policies covering more than 4.8 million acres in the affected areas. USDA's instructed crop insurance companies to expedite those loss adjustments that are necessary to make the payments and expects those payments to be made within 30 days. Agency also reminds producers to document any damage and losses, including gathering farm records, herd inventory, receipts, and pictures of damages or losses. And if a producer's local USDA office is still without power, they can always call their local farm service agency and hopefully find some available offices and staff. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.